Text 139 is on the board.
Yes, ma'am.
139 is on the board.
Veda Purana Kahi Brahmane Rukla.
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 Se Brahma Brihad Vasu Ishvara Lakshana.
Sri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Kiran Mandu Jaya Tate
So the talks are continuing between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The vartalap jari hai Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ke bich mein aur Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In the beginning, Mahaprabhu was playing the role of a submissive student.
शुरुआत में श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक समर्पित शिष्य की भूमिका निभा रहे थे.
He took the position of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as a superior. Remember that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost, the foremost authority on the Vedas at that time, according to the version of Shankaracharya.
उन्होंने सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य की उच्च स्थिति को स्वीकार किया. उस समय सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य सबसे महत्वपूर्ण दार्शनिक थे. शंकराचार्य के सिद्धांत का वो पालन करते थे.
सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य said the duty of a sannyasi is to hear Vedanta.
सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य जी ने उन्हें कहा कि एक सन्यासी का कर्तव्य वेदांत का श्रवण करना है.
So I will explain Vedanta Sutra to you.
इसलिए मैं आपको वेदांत सूत्र की व्याख्या करूंगा.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु did not argue at that time.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने उस समय कुछ भी नहीं कहा.
So he submissively listened for 7 days a whole week straight.
उन्होंने समर्पित भाव से 7 दिन लगातार उनका श्रवण किया.
Well, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya expounded his Mayavadi philosophy, adding his own speculations and so forth.
सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य ने मायावाद सिद्धांत का खुलासा किया, उसकी व्याख्या की और अपने मनगढ़ंत सिद्धांतों
को प्रस्तुत किया. मुनीस तो
और मुनि यही करते हैं.
There is sthiti muni and regular muni.
एक sthiti muni होते हैं और regular muni और साधारण muni.
So how many of you know the difference between a sthiti muni and a regular muni?
आप में से कितनों को स्थितधि मुनि और साधारण मुनि में अंतर पता है?
स्थितधि मुनि इज अ मुनि हु इज सिचुएटेड इन अ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस हु विल स्पीक अबाउट कृष्णा एंड अ रेगुलर मुनि इज अ मुनि हु टुक अ वॉक ऑफ साइलेंस.
Yes, and how does he compare with a regular muni?
A regular muni is a muni who took a vow of silence.
Propounds what?
Who took a vow of keeping silence, ashtanga silence.
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 Silence. Silence. Silence. Takes a pledge of silence.
Mental
pledge. I didn't say mona, I said muni. As expounded his theories.
वैकुंठ मुनि ने उत्तर दिया है कि स्थित देव मुनि है वह कृष्ण भावनामृत में स्थित होते हैं और साधारण मुनि वो जो मौन व्रत रखते हैं.
So let's hear more about what is a muni.
जो आज की पूरी जो शिक्षा प्रणाली है वह मुनि के सिद्धांत पर स्थित
It doesn't, Moni does not even have to have anything to do whatsoever with the absolute truth. And Moni is a speculator on anything, any kind of theory. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to do with the truth, doesn't have to do with the university, doesn't have to do with the universe, doesn't have to do with any reality based nothing. Just speculations, that is Moni.
Moni ko param satya se kuch bhi lena dena nahi hota. उसका बस एक ही कार्य होता है अलग अलग प्रकार के मनगढ़ंत सिद्धांतों को प्रस्तुत करते
हैं और
एक व्यक्ति को क्या मुनि बनाता है कि उसका खुद का कोई सिद्धांत होना चाहिए जो औरों के सिद्धांत से भिन्न हो
So we see that the modern education system, which you've all gone through, the modern education system is completely based on a Moni system. Completely 100% based on a Moni system. There's no absolute truth there. Not a drop, not one atom of absolute truth present in the modern education system. It's all based on the Moni principle.
आज की जो पूरी की पूरी शिक्षा प्रणाली है वह इस मुनि की प्रणाली पर ही स्थित है इसमें परम सत्य का एक भी बूंद नहीं है एक भी अणु उपस्थित नहीं है
Those who can be the most brilliant monies, they are rewarded by the university.
जो सबसे उच्च श्रेणी के मुनि होते हैं उनको विश्वविद्यालय द्वारा पुरस्कार दिया जाता है
In other words, if you can concoct some kind of theory, And you've got your already, you know, speculated your way through a master's degree and bluffed your way through a PhD. And so you've got some certification.
आपने कोई सिद्धांत प्रस्तुत किया और किसी तरीके से आपकी graduation पूरी हो गई और ऐसे ही मनगढ़ंत सिद्धांत प्रस्तुत करके आपकी PhD भी complete हो गई.
Then you become a professor at the university.
तब आप उस विश्वविद्यालय में एक professor हो गए.
The expectation of the university is that you will distinguish yourself with a new theory that nobody else has come up with. So that's the expectation of the university.
तो जो विश्वविद्यालय की आपसे अपेक्षा होती है कि आप एक ऐसा सिद्धांत का निर्माण करेंगे जो पहले किसी ने नहीं किया हो.
It doesn't matter if it's total rubbish.
और इस बात की कोई परवाह नहीं कि वह सब
If it catches the attention of the scientific and academic community and they start discussing it, they start, oh yes, Dr. Frog has presented a very, very interesting theory. You know, if the academic community is just talking like that and they're debating it and they're hashing it over, then the university is very, very pleased.
उसका मुख्य बात ये होना चाहिए कि वे वैज्ञानिकों के समाज का ध्यान आकर्षित करें जैसे विश्वविद्यालय के जो लोग हैं वो बहुत ही सम्मानित महसूस करते हैं
Because then the theories of Dr. Frog will win prestige for the university. Oh, yes, the university of blah, blah, blah has really come up with some amazing new theories.
क्योंकि जो वह व्यक्ति है वो पेंडर के समान उसकी जो उसने जो सिद्धांत प्रस्तुत किया है
X, Y, Z equals Z, Y, X, we've never heard it before. This is amazing. Dr. Frog is brilliant.
और ये जो पूप मेंटर द्वारा ये थ्योरी प्रस्तुत की गई है बहुत ही अच्छी थ्योरी है
Published. And so it's called, in the West, now I hear it's coming to India also, it's called Publish or Perish.
ये पाश्चात्य देश में एक कहावत है Publish या Perish. प्रकाशित चीजें या खत्म हो जाएगी
University.
भारत वर्ष में भी ये पॉलिसी आ रही
है University policy.
ये विश्वविद्यालय की पॉलिसी है
You have to publish a book. Doesn't matter. It could be any kind of rubbish. It doesn't matter. It should contain some kind of theories which will catch the attention of the academic and scientific community that they will read and discuss it so that their hearing and chanting will be on Dr. Frog's book. This is what the university wants.
जैसा मर्जी थ्योरी हो बट परंतु आपको उसको प्रकाशित करना है और किसी ना किसी तरीके से जो वैज्ञानिकों का समाज है उनका ध्यान आकर्षित करना है
बिल्कुल
बेकार बकवास थ्योरी का
नाम If Dr. Brock's book can become very famous in the scientific and academic community, and not only that, begin to sell widespread by a good publisher and outside the world, and people are talking about it in the so-called intelligent press.
अगर उस बुक मेंटन की जो पुस्तक है किसी तरीके से प्रकाशित हो जाए और प्रसिद्ध हो जाए तो यही उसका सरगति है.
And they're buying Dr. Frank's book like anything in the university bookstores around the world.
एक अच्छा प्रकाशक पब्लिशर इसको प्रकाशित कर दे और अलग अलग विश्वविद्यालयों में वही पुस्तक चल रही हो.
Then the university to which Dr. Frank is a professor, they're very, very pleased, very pleased.
तो ऐसा विश्वविद्यालय जिसमें वो बुक मेंटर करता है उसके जो अधिकारी
बहुत
इंतजार हो जाते हैं.
मनी मनी मनी
पैसा पैसा पैसा
प्रहलाद महाराज says money is the honey.
प्रहलाद महाराज कहते हैं पैसा ही शहद है.
Because when Dr. Frank as prestigious university, then people donate more money to the university. So it all comes down to money. It has nothing to do with knowledge. Nothing whatsoever to do with knowledge. And those of you, so many of you sitting here have been in the university system, you can immediately understand every statement Prabhupada has made that the current education system has absolutely nothing to do with knowledge. Nothing at all. That's all have the word
generated. तो लोग वास्तविक ज्ञान से कुछ भी लेना देना नहीं है. उनका जो मुख्य आकर्षण या आधार है वो पैसा है.
Those who come up with the most impressive fruit jewelry, they are rewarded by the university.
जो सबसे ज्यादा आकर्षित शब्दों का फेर बदल कर सकते हैं उनको पैसों से पुरस्कृत
किया. And the alumni, you know what alumni means? Alumni means the graduates of the university who've gone out and started multi-billion dollar corporations and like that. They have a sentimental feeling about their alma mater, their university. It's called, this is Latin, that's why it doesn't sound familiar. Alma mater is Latin. My university. Oh, my mater might be the university, like that. The sentimentalism. Then they become very proud of to see how mine is my university now. Everybody's talking about my university. And they give millions of dollars. You see? This is the racket. This is going on. I don't know about India, but this is going on in the West. This is how the whole entire university system operates in the West. They always need the money, money, money. And so they try to get the most famous professors, and they try to get the most published books, so that the graduates and others will donate money to universities. This is the best university, as we will give money here.
और उस विश्वविद्यालय से जो भी लोग पास आउट हो जाते हैं और अपना अलग अलग बिजनेस या कारोबार शुरू करते हैं, लाखों करोड़ डॉलर्स कमाते हैं, तो उनके हृदय के अंदर एक बहुत ही अपने विद्यालय को लेकर और उसी विद्यालय में व्यक्ति ज्यादा से ज्यादा पैसा करते हैं. तो ये पूरा का पूरा
properly described, the Stididhi Muni is a sage or sadhu who is fixed in knowledge of the absolute truth. That is Stididhi Muni. There is no traceless speculation. That is the distinction which you kind of have bordered on it. The distinction is there is no traceless speculation. The Stididhi Muni is sold out to the absolute truth, and furthermore, as you pointed out, the Stididhi Muni understands the absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all his Shastra and so forth. Like that in Prabhupada's, in his purports, Prabhupada said, giving documenting all the Shastra that backs what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying.
जो स्थिति मुनि होते हैं वे पूर्ण रूप से परम ज्ञान में स्थित होते हैं. वे परम भगवान के सेवक होते हैं. उनमें जरा सा भी लेश मात्र भी अपना मनगढ़ंत कोई सिद्धांत नहीं होता.
So this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada is prepared to document the authenticity of this Christian consciousness movement. Try to understand the importance of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which most devotees haven't read.
The Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ke andar, Srila Prabhupada is Krishna Bhavanamrita Andolan ki pramanikta ko sthapit kar rahe hain.
So, Mahaprabhu says to Sarvabhaumacharya after 7 days, well, first of all, Sarvabhaumacharya says, you've been silent I'm just speaking Vedanta for a whole week. You haven't said anything. I cannot understand whether you accept or don't accept, whether you understand what I have said or anything, you remain silent. What's going on here? Why you have not made any question or even challenged or anything? Why are you remaining silent? After 7 days, Sarvam Bhattacharya inquires.
7 days बीत जाने के बाद सार्वम भट्टाचार्य चैतन्य महाप्रभु से पूछते हैं कि आप इतने चुप क्यों बैठे हैं, आप इतने एक शब्द भी नहीं बोला है, क्या आपको समझ आ रहा है? आपने ना कोई प्रश्न पूछा है, ना कोई चुनौती दी है, कुछ भी नहीं।
So then Mahaprabhu says, yes, I have been listening to what you are saying, but it is just like the sun covered by the clouds.
तब महाप्रभु उनका उत्तर देते हैं कि हाँ, मैं आपको श्रवण कर रहा हूँ, परंतु जो आपके तात्पर्य हैं वे उसी प्रकार हैं जैसे कि सूर्य को बादल से ढका हो।
The sun is brilliant and effulgent.
जो सूर्य है वह पूरा प्रकाशमान होता है।
But from the standpoint of our vision, what we see, our vision is imperfect.
परंतु जो हमारा दृष्टिकोण होता है सूरज को देखने का वह अपूर्ण होता है।
And therefore, we cannot see the sun as it is.
इसलिए हम सूर्य को जैसा वो वास्तविक रूप में है वैसा नहीं देख पाते।
Because our vision is blocked by the clouds.
क्योंकि जो हमारा दृष्टि है वह बादल के द्वारा आच्छादित हो जाती है।
Therefore, Prabhupada called it Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is Bhagavad Gita, the words, the pravachan of Krishna, without being covered by false meanings and interpretations and speculations. Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's why he took that.
इसलिए श्रील प्रभुपाद ने भगवत गीता का पूरा नाम दिया भगवत गीता यथारूप, कि जो भगवत भगवान कृष्ण के द्वारा जो श्लोक है उनको किसी भी प्रकार से गलत तरीके से मनगढ़ंत उनपे तात्पर्य देके आच्छादित नहीं किया गया, वे वास्तविक बिल्कुल उसी भाव उसी रूप में प्रस्तुत किए गए हैं।
So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, haven't you understood the meaning of what I've been saying? You've been living, sitting silent. I've been given these explanations. Haven't you understood anything what I've said?
सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य ने उनसे प्रश्न पूछा कि आपको मैंने जितना समझाया तात्पर्य उसमें से कितना समझ आया है? आपको कुछ भी समझ आया है क्या?
The meaning of Vedanta Sutra, you didn't get anything, you know? Because you could see that Mahaprabhu is a effulgent, high personality, although he did not know yet he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के शरीर से तेज निकल रहा था और सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य समझ सकते थे कि जो महाप्रभु हैं बहुत ही उच्च व्यक्ति हैं, हालांकि वे ये नहीं समझ सके थे उस समय तक कि महाप्रभु परम पुरुषोत्तम भगवान हैं।
Mahaprabhu was obviously a very effulgent personality. Did not seem to be an ignorant person. Didn't seem to be a foolish person. Certainly seemed to be an intellectual one. So he said, well, as if he verbalized saying, you seem to be brilliant, you seem to be, you know, you're very bright, you seem to be a very bright fellow, you're young, but you seem to be very intelligent. Well, then why you haven't understood, I've been speaking for 7 days, Vedanta, why haven't you understood, right, Vaikuntha?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka jo vyaktitva tha, wo bahut hi prakashmay tha. और किसी भी रूप से वह अज्ञानी प्रतीत नहीं होते थे, इसलिए सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य उनसे प्रश्न पूछ रहे थे।
So then Mahaprabhu drops the bomb.
तब फिर महाप्रभु ने उनके ऊपर बम गिराया।
Dropping the bomb is called.
इसको बम गिराना कहते हैं।
He says, I have heard, I can understand. The meaning of Vedanta Sutra is very clear, just like the sun. I can understand very clearly the meaning of Vedanta Sutra. That is not the issue, that's not the problem. It is just like the sun. I can understand nicely. Vedanta Sutra meaning I can understand very well.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne uttar diya ki Vedanta Sutra ka jo arth hai, surya ke saman prakashmay hai. Aur unko samajhne mein mujhe koi bhi samasya nahi hai.
But your explanations full of speculations, they're like clouds covering the sun. I cannot understand and follow your explanations. Vedanta I can understand, but your explanations I cannot understand. It is simply full of confusion.
परंतु जो आप इन वेदांत सूत्र पे तात्पर्य दे रहे हैं ये बादल के समान है जो सूर्य को ढक रहे हैं, मैं वेदांत सूत्र को तो अच्छी तरीके से समझ रहा हूँ, परंतु जो आपके तात्पर्य लाभ दे रहे हैं वो कुछ भी नहीं समझ पा
रहा। Sarvamacharya is a senior and he's a learned scholar and he's very famous all over India at that time. So Mahaprabhu is not being rude, but at the same time he's trying to be clear and truthful, saying, "But I don't understand your explanations are full of speculations. How am I supposed to understand them?" This is what his position is.
महाप्रभु बहुत विनम्रता पूर्वक इसको प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं और विनम्र होने के साथ साथ स्पष्ट रूप से और सत्य को स्थापित कर रहे हैं।
So the absolute truth must be understood from an infallible source. This is the point.
जो परम सत्य है, उनको अपौरुषीय द्वारा समझा जाना चाहिए।
Not through the imperfect senses, which includes the mind, the fertile mind of speculators.
और मनगढ़ंत सिद्धांत प्रस्तुत करने वालों के मन और इंद्रियों के द्वारा नहीं समझा जाना चाहिए।
So there are different sources of knowledge.
ज्ञान के कई स्रोत हैं।
But that knowledge must be received through realized souls or representatives of realized souls.
परंतु जो ज्ञान है उनको ऐसे व्यक्तियों से प्राप्त करना चाहिए जो आत्म साक्षात्कार में स्थित है या उनके प्रतिनिधियों के द्वारा।
This is discussed in the back in the purport to verse 137, two verses ago.
तो ये दो बयान पहले उसके तात्पर्य में इसका।
Read the text 137, please.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने आगे कहा, श्रीला व्यास ने द्वारा रचित ब्रह्म सूत्र सूर्य के समान।
वैदिक स्टेटमेंट्स टेक्स्ट 137 बिगिनिंग द वैदिक स्टेटमेंट्स आर सेल्फ एविडेंट।
वैदिक कथन स्वतः प्रमाण होते हैं, वेदों में वर्णित प्रत्येक कथन को स्वीकार करना चाहिए। यदि हम अपनी खुद की मनोकल्पना से उसकी व्याख्या करते हैं तो वैदिक प्रमाण की सत्ता तुरंत नष्ट हो जाती है।
So then, Srila Prabhupada states the four main types of evidence for establishing any kind of truth.
तात्पर्य में श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी बता रहे हैं, प्रधान प्रमाण चार प्रकार के हैं।
So the first is,
पहला है,
what? Who remembers the first?
किसको याद है?
Yes, you don't remember? This was only two verses ago. Of course, that was 2 weeks ago. This, yes, Deva?
We can see the source of heat.
And light, when the sun is out, is light. When the sun is covered by heavy fog and so forth, then we can understand it becomes colder, like this morning because of fog. It is still chilly. The sun is out, but it's still chilly cold. So we can perceive that this is the sun. With our senses directly, we can perceive the role the sun is playing. Very little chota. We cannot understand the sun actually even. Just so we can get an idea that if there's the sun is covered right now, therefore we're so cold. Everybody's still wearing a jacket.
जैसे कि हम अनुभव कर सकते हैं अभी जो सूर्य है ये धूप से ऐसे ढका हुआ है तो इसलिए जो तापमान है वो कम है.
So first direct perception.
पहला है प्रत्यक्ष अनुभव.
Next hypothesis.
दूसरा है परिकल्पना अनुमान.
Hypothesis. So what is the meaning of hypothesis? Mental speculations, yes, this is correct. Theories, otherwise known as theories.
Unko theories kehte hain.
Just like Darwin's theory of evolution.
Jaise ki jo Darwin ne theory prastut ki.
This is a hypothesis.
Wo ek hypothesis hai. Parikalpana anuman.
Now I'm told by Rishi Narada, our friend Rishi Narada, who's going for his doctorate degree at IIT in Mumbai.
Maharaj बता रहे हैं कि उन्हें ऋषि नारद प्रभु जो IIT Bombay में PhD कर रहे हैं.
Since he's in the realm of science.
क्योंकि वह वैज्ञानिक के समाज
He has reported that Darwin's theory of evolution is no longer in favor by the scientists.
तो उन्होंने बताया कि जो वैज्ञानिकों के द्वारा ये जो डार्विन की थ्योरी है कि बंदर से मनुष्य आया
This is directly due to the work of Tridhakarma Prabhu.
इसका कोई महत्व नहीं दिया जाता क्योंकि ये प्रभुपाद जी
का Nobody had any answer. Nobody had any alternative theory or hypothesis or anything to oppose Darwin's theory of evolution was law for 100 years, more than 100 years.
Darwin का ये theory है, इसको खंडन करने के लिए एक नई theory किसी के पास बहुत प्रमाणिक रूप में नहीं थी, और ये Darwin की theory लगभग 100 सालों से चलती आ रही थी, पर
It was not until Tridhakarma came along, empowered by Srila Prabhupada.
So Srila Prabhupada ji ke shishya is Tridhakarma Prabhu, unki mehnat aur unke
kaam. He wrote his books and he is invited to seminars, closed door, highly prestigious seminars that big professors can't get into them, get in behind those closed doors, but Tridhakarma is invited. Just see.
और मैं उनको इसके आमंत्रित किया जाता है कि बड़े-बड़े जो प्रोफेसर्स हैं और बड़े-बड़े लोग हैं उनको जाके वो सेमिनार्स दें।
Even the professors and scientists who don't agree with them want to hear from him. Just see, that is Vaishnava, you know. They don't agree with him, but they want to hear from him anyways. And that's why he's invited into so many closed-source, highly prestigious seminars with big professors. And scientists from around the world. He's invited there. Impossible to get into such things, you see. Ordinary university professor can't get in. But Tridhakarma is invited in. They want to hear from him, even if they don't like what he says, still they want to hear from him. Just see. The empowerment by
Prabhupada.
You could almost say that single-handedly, He has taken the whole Darwin's theory of evolution and put it in the dustbin in the academic community. Is so shaken up by Tridhakarma's presentations that they are losing faith. And those who are still backing Darwin's, they will literally die off. They will retire and they will literally die. So it is finished. It's finished. And so now Tridhakarma's paradigm. which means the Christian, the Vedic version, will rise up because the Ritasura is dead.
अकेले उन्होंने पूरी जो डार्विन का जो ये थ्योरी है इसको पूरा एकेडमिक समाज में पूरा बिल्कुल कूड़े में डाल दिया है और अब जो उनका जो उन्होंने थ्योरी प्रस्तुत की है जो वैदिक सिद्धांतों के ऊपर आधारित है अब वह उसका आगमन हुआ.
So he's incredibly empowered in the work that he's doing.
तो वह श्रील प्रभुपाद जी से विशेष रूप से उन्हें ये आवेश प्राप्त.
So real knowledge has to come from an infallible source.
जो वास्तविक ज्ञान है, वह अब वह पौरुषीय है.
My hypothesis is not infallible.
जो थ्योरी है, वह गिरी जा सकती है.
Then there's historic reference.
अगला है ऐतिहासिक संदर्भ.
In the Vedas, it's called itihasas, histories.
और वैदिक प्रणाली में इसको इतिहास कहा जाता है.
But then the fourth is Vedic, the Vedas.
और आखिरी है वेद.
And Prabhupada states clearly that the Vedas are accepted as the foremost top.
और Prabhupada जी स्पष्ट रूप से बताते हैं.
Source of knowledge.
इनमें से वैदिक प्रमाण
सर्वोपरि. So, otherwise, it is all speculations, and we say in America, hot air.
अन्यथा ये पूर्ण रूप से काल्पनिक होता है, जो अलग-अलग थ्योरीज होती हैं.
So, reading from Prabhupada's explanation of hypothesis in the purport here to this 137th verse.
श्रील प्रभुपाद जी ने तो तात्पर्य में लिखा है
परिकल्पना के बारे में. We set forth, somebody sets forth an interpretation as a suggestion or hypothesis. As such, it is not actually true and the self-evident proof is lost. The next to the last paragraph.
You can't find it?
I said verse 137. Next to the last paragraph. It's the last sentence in the first paragraph of the purport.
यदि हम श्रुति वाक्य की अनुमानित व्याख्या करना चाहते हैं तो हम अपनी सुविधा अनुसार मनोकल्पित व्याख्या करेंगे. सर्वप्रथम ऐसी व्याख्या को प्रस्ताव या अनुमान के रूप में प्रस्तुत किया जाता है. ये वास्तविक रूप में सत्य नहीं होती और उसका स्वतः प्रमाण होना नष्ट हो जाता है.
So we cannot accept such things as knowledge.
तो हम इन सब चीजों को ज्ञान के रूप में स्वीकार नहीं कर सकते.
Man-made, so to speak.
ये व्यक्ति के द्वारा ही निर्माणित होती
है. Because it goes, has filtered through the imperfect senses.
क्योंकि वे जो कुछ भी बोल रहे हैं वो इनकी इंद्रियां जो अपूर्ण हैं.
The Vedas, the
Shrutis, के द्वारा आता
है. इतिहास, these are coming. They are not filtered through the imperfect senses. This is why we accept.
जो वैदिक सिद्धांत है श्रुति है ये कोई अपूर्ण इंद्रियों के द्वारा नहीं प्रस्तुत किया जा रहा.
But so the Vedas cannot be understood unless one hears from a pure devotee of the Lord. Otherwise it is also full of, it's so full of flowery words that Krishna himself condemns the Vedas in the Bhagavad Gita.
परंतु फिर भी जो वैदिक सिद्धांत है जब तक उन्हें शुद्ध भक्त के मुंह से नहीं सुना जाता.
He says the flowery words of the Vedas, you know. He says, don't pay attention, Arjuna. Don't get distracted.
और भगवत गीता में भगवान कृष्ण अर्जुन को बताते हैं कि जो वैदिक शब्द के जो ये पुष्प वाले जो वाक्य हैं इनके द्वारा भ्रमित मत हो.
So the evidences, but they are all the speculations on the Vedas will also go on ad infinitum. The slap means into infinity.
क्योंकि जो वैदिक सिद्धांतों के ऊपर भी बहुत सारे speculation है, कल्पना चलती रहती है.
So, the imperfections which contaminate hypothesis Prabhupada's giving in the purport to 135, please go to text 135 of the purport. A person presenting hypothesis reading the Vedic version perceiving or interpreting this is about halfway through the purport, or interpreting my experience is certain to be imperfect in four ways. It has to be imperfect if they are munis. This is Prabhupada's point.
वैदिक प्रमाण पढ़ने वाले व्यक्ति तथा अनुभव द्वारा निष्कर्ष पर पहुंचने वाले व्यक्ति में निश्चित रूप से चार दोष पाए जाते हैं।
This is very important. Such speculators are number one, subject to many committing mistakes.
बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है। पहला, वह गलती करता है।
Now this is very important. This means that previously the Prabhupada, as Sakyamuni avatar, he did not make any mistakes.
कि श्रीला प्रभुपाद शक्ता वेश अवतार है और उन्हें कोई गलती नहीं।
Whatever Prabhupada appeared to do, which is interpreted as a mistake, is a fertile imagination of fools.
Prabhupada ji ke koi bhi kaar hai, jinko galti ke roop mein dekha jata hai, main murkhon ke kaar hai, aisa dekha jata
hai. The activities of Nityananda devotees, the activities of Sakyamuni avatar are very mysterious and cannot be understood with a puppy brain. Prabhupada said puppy brain.
जो नित्य लीला से जो भक्त आते हैं उनके कार्यकलाप बहुत रहस्यमय होते हैं और इनको हम अपने तुच्छ बुद्धि से नहीं समझ सकते।
We read through the lila of internet, you study and you grant fools will conclude that Prabhupada made many mistakes while in his manifest lila on this planet. But we do not find that that is supported by Shastra. Sakyamuni avatar cannot make mistakes. Period.
एक शक्ता वेश अवतार कोई भी गलती नहीं कर सकते। अगर हम लीलामृत या अलग साहित्य पढ़ेंगे जिसमें श्रीला प्रभुपाद के जीवन शैली के बारे में है, तो हो सकता है कि इसको लगे कि प्रभुपाद जी ने बहुत सारी गलतियां की हैं, परंतु ऐसा नहीं है।
The reason is because such Mahabhagavats or Nityasiddha and Tony Devery devotees, they're receiving dictation directly from the infallible Lord. Therefore, how can they make a mistake? We make mistakes because we are receiving dictation also, but our mind and false ego are filtering what's coming from Krishna, you see, as dictation. We're also getting dictation. Conditioned souls are also, every living entity is getting dictation, but it's filtered by the modes of nature. But a Mahabhagavat is not filtered. This is the distinction.
जो महाभागवत नित्य से भक्त होते हैं वे कोई गलती नहीं करते। इसका कारण ये है कि उन्हें अंदर से भगवान कृष्ण के द्वारा ही जो वाणी है वो साक्षात्कार उनका उनके अनुसार वे कार्य करते हैं। हमें भी वह
So a conditioned soul attempting to comment on and approach the absolute truth is certain to make mistakes.
तो एक बल जीव जो परम सत्य को जाने का प्रयास कर रहा है उनके उसके उनके परम ज्ञान के ऊपर तात्पर्य दे रहा है तो
उससे गलती कर नेक्स्ट पॉइंट इज
अगेन
The conditioned soul is illusion. Therefore, how can they make perfect interpretation of Shastra? It's not possible.
ये जो बद्ध जीव हो है वह भ्रमित होता है तो एक भ्रमित जीव किस प्रकार से जो वास्तविक ज्ञान है
they have got this tendency to cheat. The next quality. These are the qualities of a conditioned soul.
एक बद्ध जीव धोखा देता है
We see that the whole modern academic system is based on cheating.
तो आज की पूरी शिक्षा प्रणाली है वह धोखा देने के ऊपर आधारित है
Doesn't matter if there's any knowledge involved in what they're publishing and teaching the students. Like all of you sitting here, and if you went back to the same university you graduated from, they'll teach you, now they're teaching something different than when you were there, you see.
जैसे कि आप में से कई जो भक्त हैं, जो ग्रेजुएट हो गए हैं, अगर आप अपने विश्वविद्यालय में वापस जाएं, तो आप देखेंगे जो वो कोर्स पढ़ा रहे हैं, वो चेंज हो गया होगा।
So this is called cheating.
तो ये होता है धोखा देना।
And having imperfect senses, we discussed, you can't see the sun is there, but we say the sun is not there because there's fog and mist and it's cold. Oh, the sun is not there. So this tendency to imperfect senses, this is what pollutes knowledge of the absolute truth.
और उनकी इंद्रियां अपूर्ण होती हैं, जैसे कि सूर्य अगर कहें सूर्य नहीं दिख रहा है परंतु सूर्य फिर भी स्थित है तो ऐसा अपूर्ण इंद्रियों के द्वारा होता है जिससे जो परम ज्ञान है निश्चित रूप से
So by hearing from Srila Prabhupada, we can be confident we we're hearing from an infallible source. This is why we have to read in Srila Prabhupada's books and listen to his tapes. We have to do like this because he is an infallible source on account of his intimate relationship and internal dictation from Krishna. Sometimes Prabhupada will say, I did not write these books, Krishna has written these books. In other words, the Prabhupada accepted that he was just, and like Krishna Acharya Goswami also, accepted he was only an instrument in the hands of the deity. So Prabhupada accepted that he was just an instrument like a pen, like Krishna's pen. His feeling about himself in relation to her, he was like Krishna's pen, simply writing down what Krishna was dictating him to say. Same feeling and mood as Krishna Acharya Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You have a question?
I have a comment.
Yeah, what is the question? Just repeat, I won't be able to hear it anymore. Just repeat what he has to say.
The definition that we have got is for a muni.
I can't hear him at all.
The definition of muni.
Yes, definition of muni.
The definition of muni, if you go by that, then all those people who get Nobel Prize, they are all munis because they come with their own theories and speculations.
All those people who get Nobel Prize, would it be correct, they are munis.
Give the Hindi translation.
It is a comment.
Huh?
It is a comment.
It's a comment, yes. The Nobel Prize doesn't mean anything, so what? The Nobel, Mr. Nobel, who was Mr. Nobel, you don't know who was Mr. Nobel. He was the inventor of dynamite, the explosion, to blow things up. So he had a lot of money, he was a multi-millionaire, having invented this dynamite, okay? It has to do with the Nobel Prize has to do with false prestige and political connections and academic connections. It has nothing to do with knowledge. I mean, sometimes they choose somebody who had a character, you know. But they are certainly munis still. Alright, thank you very much. Thank you, Guru Sri Rupa, Jai, Grantha, Shima, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, Jai, and then Mahaprabhu.